Yo, what up, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about a few things, basically the so-called new normal. Welcome to the new normal. What is the new normal? This place is messed up, that's for sure. So that's what we're going to talk about today, and just kind of like the state of the world and where we're sitting at with people. And I think it's amazing. Well, I think it's amazing, not in a good way, unfortunately. I'm also trying something with the microphone. I didn't have my one cable to connect my other microphone, so this is actually just coming straight from my phone, and I hope that it actually turns out well. We'll find out. So, anyways, let's get to it, eh? So, the other day I'm in a coffee shop and I'm just looking there. I'm just observing people as I do. This is something that I will do many times. And I just watch people. I observe them and as they are living their life and they're just moving on by, doing their thing. And so I'm sitting there, but I'm looking at the world from an outside perspective, you could say. And what I mean is just kind of like look at it as if you were observing it from an outside window. Let's say you were from another planet, you were a time traveler, whatever it was, and you wanted to see how people were living. And you were just looking, oh, look at what they do. This is what they do. They, use their utensils to eat with. They, wear shoes on their feet, like you're looking at it from an outside perspective in that aspect. And that's how I kind of view in this while I'm sitting there in this coffee shop. And it's amazing to see where we are at in today's world. Because in less than 18 months, our whole world has been flipped upside down. And where are people at? Where are people at right now? People are at an incredible place. And to be honest, I don't think people actually realize, well, they don't. They don't realize how much we have changed. How, like, there is no going back, that is for sure. There is no going back. There's a reason that they kept pushing a new normal, quote unquote. And you look at these people and people in masks everywhere. And it's normal. That's the scary thing, is that it's so normal. It's so normal to be wearing a mask in this world that even if you were exempt, because there are many people who have very troubling reasons. Well, I don't mean that in a bad way, but they have very good reasons as to why they may be exempt from wearing a mask. But these people who you see on a day-to-day basis, they don't care. They don't care if you have an exemption. They will bully you, shame you, and just, if they could, they would probably cause you harm if you were not wearing a mask. And it's horrendous. And the reason I can say this is because, I live in a small town and, in the middle of nowhere, essentially up in the mountains. But the amount of fear that people have, and I've seen it on Facebook posts where people are just arguing and saying, well, I have asthma and I have PTSD, I have anxiety, I have this, I have that, and I can still wear a mask. So these people should be able to wear a mask too and not put my health at danger. And it's incredible. It's like you don't know somebody else's health history whatsoever. And you have the audacity to shame them. Like, I don't know about you, but I think that's truly, truly, like, from the bottom of my heart, disgusting. It's terrible. But that's the world that we live in today. That's our so-called new normal. And that's what I think is just absolutely wild. So people are in masks. It's so normal that they will shame you and bully you if you are not wearing one, despite you even having a good reason, good valid reason for not wearing one. Even if you present it, there's actually a lot of videos out there here in Canada. There's been a couple in Vancouver where people have even shown that they are exempt from wearing a mask. They're showing the reason as to why, their doctor's note or whatever it is, and it doesn't matter. They're kicked off the train, they were kicked out of a public area. They are literally physically taken out of these places. Because that's the world that we live in. It's incredible. It doesn't matter to these people. We've just normalized it. So you're sitting there in the coffee shop and you're seeing these people. You're seeing masks, just normal plexiglass. Plexiglass that nobody ever talks behind. But why? Because you can't hear. You're wearing a mask, you got plexiglass. Nobody can hear what you're trying to order. So everyone goes around the plexiglass, even though there's signs that say stay behind the glass, and nobody ever does because you can't hear anything. I think it's just hilarious. There's people that are in this state of fear. Fear that is just, you see someone, or you may do it, step too close to someone else, and they just jump back. Like you just kicked their dog. Like you just attacked them with a weapon. You threatened their life in some way, and they just jump right back. And it's like, holy smokes. Chill out there, bro. Like, I'm just doing my thing, you know? And it is amazing. These people who are in fear, anxiety. And over what? Like, truly answer that question. Over what? Did you know that 8 times more people died from cancer last year? But nobody gives a shit about cancer? I'm just saying. You're 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID, but nobody cares? 40 times. 40 times more likely. That's amazing. People are not getting married. People are not having funerals. People are not seeing their family. There's people who are in old folks' homes who are not allowed to see their family, who are not allowed to hug them, shake their hand, you know, and it's being accepted. That's the crazy thing, is that it's being accepted. I don't know about you, but if I was 90 years old, I'd be like, look, get out of here. I'm 90 years old. Let me see my family. Just absolutely crazy. Today at work, what did they do? They brought in a box of donuts. They went down to this nice bakery, and then they brought a box of donuts. And hey, I brought some donuts, guys. Some nice, fresh, homemade donuts. Cool. Awesome. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, really? During a pandemic? You can just go out and buy a box of donuts that we can all dig our dirty fingers into. Not that they are, but you know what I'm saying, is that that's how crazy this is. Right now, you can go on to flightradar24.com and you can see that there's probably 10,000 flights up in the air this very moment. Just this very moment. There's going to be more going up in the air within the next hour, within the next 2 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours. But in this very moment, on a Thursday evening, there's probably about 10,000 flights up in the air this very moment, traveling all over the world. All over the world. Like, my question always is, do you think it, in a real pandemic, that this could happen. Now, we have words. Well, we don't, I don't. But there's, you know, from the zombie apocalypse, they do. We'll talk more about the zombie apocalypse another day. But they have words, a COVID denier. They would call me a COVID denier. I'm a COVID denier. Why? Because I question the authority, because I question the information that is given to me. I'm sorry, but all information that I am given, I question very much. It's what I do. And so I don't just take things at face value. So being a COVID denier, things don't add up. I'm sorry, but you have flights that are happening all around the world constantly. People sharing a box of donuts, coffee. What about homeless people? In this city that I'm in right now, the homeless population has just been, it's almost like it's thriving. It's never been better. And I mean that not in a good way, it's actually bad. Like this whole like downtown area is just getting worse. Back in December when I went to Vancouver, East Hastings, that homeless area, me and one of my friends went and drove down there. It like stretches even further than it used to before. But how is this possible during a so-called pandemic? That you and I are told to use hand sanitizer, wash our hands, can't see family, can't go to these places, can't do that, got to be locked away in our homes. Yet homeless people are just, they seem to be growing in population. And yet we're told that we should protect the most vulnerable. What define vulnerable? What is the most vulnerable if that's not it? People who are who have no immune systems because of drugs, alcohol, sleeping outside, diseases. They're already probably riddled with diseases. Are they not the most vulnerable? Like what is the most vulnerable if that's not it? And yet they seem to be just growing in population. It's amazing. So it's not that you're a COVID denier. It's just that you see the reality versus the information that is given. And they don't add up whatsoever. So then you're kind of saying, hey, wait a minute. Today, they were talking about this park had kids running around in this whole thing. And they were talking about it just so casually. And I said, I just kind of casually brought up, I'm like, wow, don't they know that there's like a, sarcastically, I said, wow, don't they know that there's like a pandemic going on? All I got was crickets. Because, and I think it's hilarious because these very same people who are talking about these kids just playing out in the park or doing whatever they're all doing, they'll bitch about the status of where we're at in today's world because of this virus, because people aren't taking it seriously. Really? Here we are, you know, shoving our hands into the same box of donuts together, sitting in a classroom together all day long. Oh, you know, and then when it's lunchtime, you can take your mask off. Like, what, last night was St. Patrick's Day, Wednesday the 16th, St. Patrick's Day in Canada. All bars, no, in BC, nobody was allowed to sell alcohol past 8 p.m. 8 p.m. They had to put down, they had to drop the hammer and put down that law and just say, nope, nobody's allowed to be open. Nobody's allowed to sell alcohol past this time. Why do you think they had to put down such a strict rule? That's because if it wasn't there, people would have been out till midnight if they could have been. But in a real pandemic, do you think that, you know, people would want to be going out until 10 p.m., wanting to go out and see people? So up until 8 o'clock, you could go out. You could go out and see friends and family at the pub, have a few beers. How is that okay? Oh, it's because you have your mask? That's right. It's because you're socially distanced, because you're not mingling between tables. That's why it's okay. It blows me away how people justify things, how they think it makes sense. You can go to the grocery store, you can go to the coffee shop, you can go to the restaurants, you can go to the pubs, you can go rock climbing, you can go to the museum, you can go to the swimming pool. Oh, but it's okay because I had my mask on. And we were socially distanced, of course. Really? Really? Okay. People think that this mask is like this holy grail or something. It's not. And many times it even says right on the box, does not protect against diseases. And that's the crazy thing, is that it doesn't matter what you say to these people. Doesn't matter what facts you bring to the table. Doesn't matter what common sense you bring to the table. Doesn't matter what information or credible people you bring to the table. It doesn't matter. They don't want to hear it because it goes against their narrative. But it just shows you just how deep in the system they actually are. It's incredible. That's one thing with this virus 2020. This whole thing is it really exposed just how brainwashed, idiotic, and stupid these people really are. It's incredible. It doesn't matter. You can tell them straight up. You can say, look, say who's a credible source? And they'll say themselves, the CDC is a credible source. Oh, the CDC is a credible source. Okay, so what do you have to say when a CDC scientist comes out and blows the whistle on the fraud and corruption that the CDC is trying to cover up? And they have nothing to say. They don't even want to hear it. They just switch it off. And it's incredible. It doesn't matter what you say, because those people are the first ones in line for their vaccine, and they're proud of it too. They're proud of it. You're just like, wow. It's incredible, because it doesn't matter what information you give them. It blows me away. So this is what I mean by looking at the world from an outside perspective, like you're a visitor on this earth. You've come from a place and you're here and you're just observing how people are living, how people are reacting, believing, understanding. And you're just a visitor, just watching it all. And when you do that, you see the world in such a way. You're like, wow, look at these people, like how do they even function? There's actually so much, like I'm going to be covering a bit more of this in later episodes and how it all comes together. Because a lot of times people want like a one sentence kind of covers everything information. It doesn't work like that. In order to get the whole entire picture, you have to bring the pieces of the puzzle together. It's kind of like if you were doing a really big puzzle. Well, you may not know what the whole entire image is at the beginning, but you're starting somewhere. And you might have a little corner of blue, and you might have a little corner of red and purple and green and gray and all these different colors. They're just colors in the beginning. They don't make sense. But then as time goes on, you say, hey, wait, we have a red, and then we have an orange, and then looks like we have a yellow. And it looks like they actually all come together in this one corner. And next thing you know, that one corner is not just colors now, it's actually looking like a sunset. So it's coming together. But you don't know what the other side of the puzzle looks like, because you just still have colors. But then you have some blue, and maybe some white and brown, and maybe some gray mixed in there too. And then that all comes together, and you say, hey, It looks like we have water and a beach with some rocks and a cliff. Interesting. So it's interesting how it at first, when it first started, it was actually colors. Wasn't a picture whatsoever. But as you got more information, you were able to then put the picture together. So now you actually have a clear image of, now we have a sunset by the water next to a cliff. Cool. But you still have a lot of other information out there, a lot of colors. You don't have other images yet. So, one episode of a podcast that I may talk about this kind of stuff, it explains some, but it's like the tip of the iceberg, not even. And it's just a color, it's just a puzzle piece. So there's more information that is out there. So getting back to it, it's really crazy because, gyms are open, restaurants, coffee shops, pools, you name it. But it's okay because people have their holy grail of a what? Mask. And then people are proud of getting this vaccine. I'm like, oh, I got my vaccine. I'm like, well, that's great. But it doesn't put you any further ahead. Because you can still get the virus. You can still pass it on. You still have to wear a mask. And you're in the same boat as you were before. If anything, you're behind because I bet you didn't even look at the ingredients on that vaccine. And yet you'll look at the ingredients on whatever, on something totally completely useless. Oh no, I can't eat that because it's got this, this, and this. I can't put that in my body. Like, really? And you just took some whatever. You don't even know what they put in it. Oh, but they're doctors and they're scientists and we trust them. Really? But I just told you that the CDC was covering up, and it's not me who's telling you. It's the scientists themselves coming out. I showed you. But here you are, not taking that information. Like, and then the mainstream news isn't talking about that. Like, doesn't that raise some flags? It's crazy. It blows me away. But that's just how brainwashed these people are. That's just how stuck in the system that they are. That's what unplugged freedom is all about, is to unplug people from the matrix, unplug people from the system so that they can get that freedom. So you can open yourself up and see what this world actually is. Sometimes I think, it'd be easier to be part of the sheep, because it's easy, it's simple-minded. You don't even have to think. Your whole life is laid out in front of you. You get married, you have kids, you buy a house, you work a job that you hate until you retire, and then when you retire, you have no dreams, you have no desires, you have no goals, and right after you retire, you just basically go downhill and you wait until the day that you die. Don't believe me? Take a look around. That's what people do. I'm not saying having kids or, working a job or, any of that is bad. Like, that's not my point. But my point is that people are living a life that is not theirs. People are living a life that has no direction, that has no purpose, that has no meaning. They have this idea of doing nothing on an island somewhere. Yeah, doing nothing's fun for about like the first day. And then after that, it's boring. That's why people die immediately. They go so downhill after they retire because their whole purpose in life is gone. Yeah, then that's where we're at. Like, I look at this world from an outside perspective. I hear these conversations that people have. And I will even like interject little tiny comments here and there. Whether somebody brings in a box of donuts, I'm like, wow, is that even allowed? Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic and we're bringing in a box of donuts to share? Wow. But nobody ever comments anything. That's one thing that I find is interesting, is that it's usually just like it's like you can say something that makes total sense, but it's like it just hits a wall, just poof, and just dies. And nobody has anything to say. I'm like, oh wow, I guess I'm just talking to myself here. Like, I don't know. I think it's so wild, like how it just doesn't make sense to people. You can bring up the point that right now, this very moment, there's probably 10,000 flights up in the air going all across the globe. How is that even possible during a pandemic? Oh, because they have masks on? Oh, because they got their temperature taken? Oh, because they're socially distanced on the plane? That's why? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Forgot. Oh, because they sanitize. That's right. Okay. Have you ever seen? I'm sure most people, and it happened, it used to happen all the time, is if you're working in an office, one person got sick, what happened? Everybody got sick, right? Like, one person got sick and everybody had the same exact thing. It would just go through. That's what happens. You're on a flight somewhere, you know, and it's just. I think it's crazy where we're at, this so-called new normal, and this, and people will accept it as normal. And what's even crazier is that if on the news today they said, hey, everything's been fixed, we can all go back to normal, COVID is gone, we're so thankful, you can go back to living the life that you did. You can go to the beaches, you can go anywhere, there's no curfews, there's no nothing, go back to normal. People are so messed up in this world that they wouldn't be able to. That's how PTSD happens. PTSD affects a lot of soldiers, okay? For those of people who don't know and understand PTSD, or maybe think they understand, basically, PTSD is like this. It's being stuck in a state of mind, for an intense state of mind. So when a soldier goes to war and they're walking, they're traveling either by vehicle or maybe even by foot, what happens is their life is on the line. That woman in that gown, who they can only see their eyes, but they can't see underneath whatsoever. They don't know what their hands are doing. They don't know what's in their hands. That moment could be the end of their life right there. So they're on high alert. There's a kid running into the street. There's a woman walking across the street. There's an old man up in the window in the building across the street. And they're coming through. They see a plastic bag on the side of the road. They see an odd-looking pile of rocks over to the side. Anything at any moment could be the end of their life. And they're wondering and they're thinking. They're in a certain state, a extremely high state, emotional state. And because they're in that state for too long, they stay in that state. A lot of times what would happen, you may have heard stories of, you know, these soldiers would see little white Toyotas. A little white Toyota, a lot of times meant that there was suicide bomber coming in. Because they, for some reason, they would always use a little white Toyota. So when they're taken out of that war zone and they're brought back to normal life, back home, and they're driving down the road, they may think that they're totally fine. All of a sudden, they see that white Toyota out of the corner of their eye. It's like a switch turns on, and they react to it unconsciously. They hear a car backfire, they hear a certain type of noise, and their body just goes into that mode right away. And that's what has happened to people all across the globe today. And I always come back to the question, for what? For what? You're 40 times more likely to die from something else other than COVID. Just run the numbers. Normally, 150,000 people die every single day from whatever. And we've got, what, maybe a couple thousand a day across the globe? I don't know about you, but I would be much worried about something else other than COVID. 8 times more people died from cancer last year, but nobody gives a shit about cancer. Nobody cares. They're still going to their places and eating the same foods that they were eating the same garbage that they were eating. They don't care about cancer. It should be, because they're 8 times more likely to die from it than they are COVID. But here they are, bitching up to you because you're not wearing a mask. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I just... And you know what? It's all from the TV, the media. The media can tell you whatever they want. And people don't question it. That's scary. That is scary. And if you do question what the media tells you, then you're a so-called conspiracy theorist. But that's the crazy thing, is that the media can tell you whatever they want to tell you. And people don't question it whatsoever. They take it as cold, hard facts. Imagine having that much power. Nobody, no government, no person, no group of people should ever have that amount of power or belief from people that they can come and tell you whatever they want and you don't even bat an eye at it. You don't even question it. Like, isn't that crazy? Like, what that means is that they literally can tell you anything through the TV, through the media. And people will believe it 100% without a doubt, without questioning it at all. They can tell you whatever they want. That's scary. That is scary. And then, if you do question it, you are shamed, you are bullied, you are called all kinds of names, you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're whatever. It's just like, hey, look, I just don't like to take what I am given at face value. I like to look into what I am told, okay? Because as trustworthy as they may be, we still got to keep them accountable. Because what if the wrong people got into that position where they controlled that information? Let's say in the beginning it was filled with good people, but over time it was all of a sudden infiltrated by not so good people. And then they tapped into that source and said, people don't question what we put out there. So we can put out whatever we want. We can control people's mindsets, their thoughts, their perceptions, their fears, their ideas. We have that control. And a perfect example, nobody cares about cancer, despite 8 times more people dying from it last year. It's because nobody's talking about cancer on the TV. What are they talking about? Do you think if they talked about cancer as much as they talked about COVID and how 8 times more people died from it, do you think people would be changing their diet maybe? Changing what they're doing? Being a little bit more cautious towards carcinogenic foods, items, products? Probably. But the media doesn't, they're not talking about that. That's how crazy it is. I think it's just wild. That's the world we live in. That little box on that TV stand can tell you whatever it wants. And people just take it. They say, yes. Yes. One plus one equals three. And if you even mention or hint towards that one plus one may equal two, you are shamed, you are bullied, you are shut down, you are censored. How crazy is that? And then not only that, let's say there's another guy who's talking about how 1 plus 1 equals 13. And then let's say there's another one who says 1 plus 1 equals 7. So the media is telling you that 1 plus 1 equals 3. And you're just supposed to go with whatever they say. You're not supposed to question it whatsoever. You're not supposed to question it. You're not supposed to think about it. You're just supposed to come to them when you want more information. And then there's you over here, and you say, you know what? I'm sure they're telling the truth, but I just want to do my own due diligence. I just want to double check and verify because that's who I am. I don't just follow or believe whatever I am told or given. I actually look into it and I question it. So I'm going to look into this a little bit further. So you start looking into it and you start to realize, hey, wait a minute. I have found scientists, doctors, lawyers, mathematicians, architects, engineers. I have found very smart people with very credible information. But the interesting thing is that they're all saying that 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what's also crazy is that all these people have been almost like disappeared from the internet. Their Facebook pages, their Twitter accounts, their Instagram accounts, their websites, all of their information. When I try to find them on YouTube, I can't find them. Even if I'm looking for them specifically, when I go to Google, I can't find them. It's crazy. They're just not there. It took a lot of work to find them. And after looking at all their credible information, all of their credentials, they're all saying the same thing, that 1 plus 1 equals 2, and that it doesn't equal 3 like the media is telling us. So I think it's interesting that they have all been censored and shut down in a way. Some have even been killed. But here's what I also find is interesting as well, is that there's this guy over here and this group of people, and they talk about how 1 plus 1 equals 13. And I've looked into them and I've researched them, but to be honest, they have nothing credible. To be honest, they're a bunch of fucking quacks. But here's the weird thing, is that there's another group of people who say 1 plus 1 equals 7. They're not as quacky as the 13s, but they're out there. They're a little bit more credible. They have some interesting points. They're not as quacky or ridiculous as the 13s, but still, they're out there. You gotta, be doing. You almost got to be on something to kind of believe what they're talking about. So you have the media telling you that 1 plus 1 equals 3, and we're all just supposed to go with it, not even question it whatsoever. And you are shamed, bullied, called names, made fun of if you think anything different. You have these little bit quirky kind of people, one group says that 1 plus 1 equals 13, and then one group says that 1 plus 1 equals 7. And then you have another group of people who say 1 plus 1 equals 2. Now, here's the interesting thing. The twos have all been banished from the internet. Their books have been deleted from Amazon. All their social media accounts are gone. Their websites are extremely hard to find in search engines, unless you find a one that's not controlled by big tech corporation. But those sevens and 13s, you can find those easily. Why is it that they can talk about how 1 plus 1 equals 13 and 1 plus 1 equals 7? Why is it that they can talk about that and not get banned, not get censored? They have all their Facebook pages, they have all their Twitter accounts, their social media accounts, their websites come up when you're looking for them, their YouTube channel, all of it. That's interesting. But the crazy thing is, so I'm talking about this, guys, because this is the world that we live in. It's literally what is happening in the world today. It's absolutely wild. I think it's absolutely just wild. So, something to think on. You got to keep that open mind. You got to keep the possibilities. And honestly, I'm really curious as to what direction this is going to go. What's going to happen in the next 3 to 6 months, the next 6 to 12 months, the next year to 3 years. I'm so curious, and it's kind of like why I'll listen, not like I won't like turn on the news, and I don't really like watch the news on TV, but when I can, I'll turn on CBC Radio, and I'm trying to like listen and think, where are they going with this? Where are they trying to take it? What's next in this whole realm of possibilities? And that's another thing too that's very interesting is you hear keywords on the news and you'll hear people repeat it. They'll repeat things like new normal or stay home, stay safe. Stay safe is another one. I hate it. Hate when people say stay safe. It's just nobody used to ever say it, but people always do now. It drives me nuts. But you'll hear them parrot what the media says. Anti-vaxxers, vaccine hesitancy. It's wild. Meanwhile, people don't realize that there's 100,000 people who are protesting in Hong Kong. People don't realize that Germany is protesting, Denmark is protesting, France is protesting. We're going to talk about the Hunger Games in another episode, and I think I'm going to go through that audiobook series again and jot down some notes, but we are living in the Hunger Games. If you haven't read that book, if you haven't listened to the audiobook, the movie, yeah, it's good, but either the book or the audiobook is amazing. But we'll probably talk about that in a further episode. But we are. So much of what's happening in the Hunger Games is happening today. It doesn't help that Lady Gaga is wearing the same dress from the Hunger Games, at the Super Bowl. But yeah, so, anyways, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Give you something to think about, and we'll go from there. All right. We'll talk later.